At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Week 12 Rank Show. It's Bogman. It's the Welsh. It's us. And we're here to talk through the ranks for the week. Big ass week coming up here. Whether it is the final stretch for your playoff, what would you have? Like three weeks till the playoffs? Some maybe two. The big stake stuff. This is it. FFPC, this is the final week. I think this might be the final week for the DraftKings best balls that we're doing. Bogman has one first place. I also have a first place. So it looks like you and I, at least, we will be able to take our teams into the next round of those.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, that we can hold it up this week. But, it's big crunch time. And also, you know, we're in our pentathlon. I haven't even looked if they posted up new stuff yet, but I mean, we were there's three teams in the top three, and we were all within 2 or 3 points. And, you know, again, for people, that's like, here's an update. I actually look live. Bogman, live number. We are in first place in pentathlon. We were in third place last week. Can I get a boom? Boom, double chonk. We have moved into the Costco guys.
You know what? The Rizzler? Everybody talk about the Costco guys. I've never seen them.
With the double chunk chocolate cookies.
They're not animals or, you know, the other things I look at on Instagram. So
some people like the mom. We have moved into first place. I will tell you this, the top three places, it looks like it's a little bit of a runaway. We are, though, within 1.5 points of third place. So how this works, just FYI, I know you don't care, but listen, because our show, there are 5 contests. Each contest has points attached to where you weekly finish. So if you're in first place, you get 15 points. If you're in second place, you get 13 points, da, 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 da. If you're in last place, you get 1 point. The survivor is over. We ended up tying first place, and we both have 12 points, I believe, in survivor. So we're done there. We are the worst in DFS. We have 2 points. So it's like second to last. We are garbage. But first place in Superflex, second place in best ball, and then our pick'ems were right in the middle. We are 1 full point above our dear friend Pat Fitzmaurice. In third place is Tim Schuler and Ryan McGlone, I think. They have third place. And then trailing behind Jeff Erickson and in fourth place, and then Sammy Reed and Davis Maddock in fifth. So it's an industry league. You know, Chris Meany's in this, Derek Van Riper. It's a highly competitive league. Bogman, I freaking love it. And we're rocking first place. We haven't rocked first place in quite some time, but you know, we got to keep up the Joneses.
Our best ball is crushing. And we were behind Erickson by, like, there was a big group of us that were about 110 points behind Erickson 2 weeks ago. We gained like 90 points on him in 1 week.
I think
by
Taysom,
an enormous week. Yeah.
I think we have Taysom in that one.
You know what? I don't think we do have Taysom. It was
just
somebody,
so balanced and well and good.
It was just like every one of our players had like their yearly best week. And we scored 198 points, where, like, you know, everybody else is at like 120, 130.
Yeah, I'm about to go to a site to try to get DFS because we need to push that up. But hey, it's crunch time, man. I got a bunch of big leagues. I'm just trying to pay off some debt. That's all I'm going to do. Your boy was without the full-time job for 2 years, and we are hoping that football can help it out between Pentathlon, FFPC, please. Both of my FFPC teams, Bogman, officially are moving into the playoff round, which is huge. And one is officially locked in to going to the championship round where you vie for the $1.5 million or whatever. One is officially moving in and it counts weeks 15 through 17. The other team, I have to do the playoffs. And if I win that, that team will also be in. But no matter what happens in the playoff, quote unquote, FFPC of that one league, it's a guaranteed championship round spot, which is really cool. So, you know, let's make some stuff happen. But I got some rough rosters on there, so we're actually
behind Erickson now in the best ball.
By like 30. No, he has first place. We have second place in it, but he is fourth place in overall pentathlon. And again, it's cool, man. You guys, I love this format. I kind of want to do an In This League one next year. I kind of want to do one just like this. I love the industry one, but Bogman's doing a very popular dance right now in it, and hopefully we can hold and we can win some cash money. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
That's right. I told you they did that on SportsCenter the other night. Whole thing, just like you do.
It's kind of my thing. I like to think when those things happen,
it was like on after one of the,
even though that's not my thing, it's Wu-Tang's thing. I like to think when that is done, there's like some In This League fan that works at ESPN and put that together or something like that.
Well, I was for sure.
Well, I know you guys don't necessarily care about all of our leagues. We care about yours. And that is the crunch time that is going down. So we are going to be talking about our ranks. Hopefully we can help you out there. I do believe, Mr. Beauregard, we do actually have a couple of voicemails in there that we will check out.
Beauregard? Xander Bogarts?
It's Beauregard, isn't it? Mr. Beauregard? Is it Bogard or Beauregard?
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
I do declare there, Mr. Beauregard.
Oh, don't know. That? No. I'm not sure. You might be making stuff up. Are you trying to make a fool out of me?
I kind of a makeup guy sometimes. That happens. Let's talk about the stuff and the things. I know we have a parody song. We actually have a dual parody song. We have the great Jack Boyce and we have the great Rob Didden that has a very cowboy related one. Oh my God. That reminds me. I have to play. How do I play this? Dang it. I think I sent this to you. It was hands down the fun. Did you? I haven't. You're the real master here. Let me see. Did I send this to you? Yes, I did. Do you remember what I sent you the other day? Dude,
you send me you don't send as much as I do, but you send me like 2 to 3 a day. No, I don't remember exactly which one. Okay, is it a Cowboys one?
It's the greatest.
I mean, I tell you what, our buddy Will has been sending me all of them. He is just in full blown depression mode.
Oh yeah. So, I'm going to play this. I have to play this. It's important. Let's see. Paste. Send. Okay, let's see if I can pull this up for the podcast. It is my favorite parody song that's ever happened. It is so good. Let's see if this will work because I'm on a desktop and I'm trying to play an Instagram reel, but ready for it. All right, here
this
we
is
go.
Not made for
no. Here it is. Whoops, all these things are happening here. What's happening?
Because we stink, bro. Be putting on my shoulder pads. I'm walking around like Tizo. Why running game so bad? I be really thinking. Who the f we got for GM? Because he really stinks. Oh, our GM used to coach Abe Lincoln. The window for that Super Bowl is steady shrinking. The family matter. Too for the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all we sorry ass team. We a Super Bowl fraud. Sorry ass team. We a Super Bowl fraud. Hey, pick another team. Hey, pick another team. Sorry ass team. We a Super Bowl fraud. Sorry, ass team, we a Super Bowl fraud. Hey, pick another team. Hey, pick another team.
That one hit hard. That one hit hard.
Man, you know what?
I heard that one.
I'm pretty sure he sent me that one
before. Pick another team.
I hate that 50% of the Steelers' losses are to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah, the other 50% are to the Indianapolis Colts. With Joe Flacco. doesn't make a lot of sense. The game.
Well, we can't close out a game. We're the best first half. Our first half record. I should go and look. What's our 49er first half record? We're probably like 8-2 as well. But then we just stink at the end. But
yeah,
we got it. Rob Didden parody song that's going to Cowboy fans, apparently. So I haven't listened to it. I don't know what that's going to be about. So we got a couple of those and a Barrow report. We will do at the end. Let's talk about the news and notes and let's get into some ranks, though. Jets drama continues. The Joe Douglas was fired, and there was word that Woody Johnson wanted the Jets to bench Aaron Rodgers after.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
For week 4. So the Jets are a disaster. They can't get anything going. I'm out on that. The company man wants Aaron Rodgers out. Like, what the hell?
Joe Douglas gets fired, and he's like, let me just spill this tea for you guys here. This idiot owner wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers in week 4. I don't know, man. Like, they're obviously done with Aaron Rodgers. This has been a complete and total disaster. You have everyone, in the league talking about how, oh, look, we have our first player, coach, general manager, and Aaron Rodgers. Everybody gets fired but him. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
You know, remember a couple weeks ago when the Steelers were playing the Jets, and I picked the Steelers and you picked the Jets, and you said, well, the Steelers are also a circus. Not even close.
Nope.
Compared to the Jets.
Incorrect, sir. Incorrect, Welsh. What is it? Ringley's? Barnum and Bailey? That's the Ringley? Jets.
Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey. It's a disaster over there. Completely agree. Couldn't have been more wrong.
Jets crackers pretty soon on the shelf here. Hey, look, I got Aaron Rodgers in an ayahuasca plant. Cracker.
That flavor's going to taste gross. That one's going to be gross. I had Devonta Adams as the sell on the last buy and sell show we just did on Fantasy Pros. Just, he's not the air guy. It's Garrett Wilson's the main guy. I also think they're going to pack this thing in real quick with all the dysfunctional disaster. I'm out.
That's my thing. So, and I said this weeks and weeks ago because this is just, I feel like, the kind of guy Aaron Rodgers is. Don't you think that as soon as they're eliminated, he's just done? He's just walked straight away from
the record right now. Aren't they already eliminated?
I think they're not mathematically eliminated, but they have, I think is it 3-8 or is it 4-7?
Aaron Rodgers is going to turn into, Tyson Howard or whatever with 2+2=1.
Yeah.
What's his name? Terrence Howard. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers can turn into Terrence Howard. 2+2=1. I'm pretty sure.
They're 3-8, dude. They have the same record as the Patriots. The Browns are 2-8. The Titans are 2-8. The Raiders are 2-8.
It's not good.
Not a good team, man.
Nope. Other news around the NFL, though. Isaiah Pacheco expected to play this week. I think he's in limited practices. I still wouldn't be shocked if they throw a little like last second he's inactive and they go next week. But if they do throw him out this week, I think it'll be relatively limited. The only thing I could work in the favor is it's the Panthers, that maybe all of a sudden he gets some extra carries because the game is out. But I really, I don't even know what the rushing attempt over is.
I think they're giving it to Carson Steele. So yeah, I'm with you, man. He was too high in the rankings. We'll get to that in a little bit here, but I lowered him a decent amount.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Mike Evans is expected to play, which is good for the Bucs in general. I don't know if it's going to be a negative to Cade Otton. I'm going to keep Cade Otton like kind of where I would put him no matter what.
You know what? I don't think it is because Godwin's still out and Cade Otton has been catching all those passes over the middle, which is kind of Godwin's territory. So I think he's going to be fine. And even if there are fewer targets to go around because Evans is back, Cade Otton has kind of proven himself in this stretch. So I think he deserves more targets. So I think he's going to be fine.
Tommy DeVito is the starting quarterback of the Jets. As everybody knows, they moved Daniel Jones to maybe even the fourth.
What about my dream, Welsh? It was supposed to be Drew Locke.
I know. Drew Locke, the money that can't do it. Yeah, exactly. It's a mess over there. But Tommy DeVito, the starting quarterback, I think it puts questions into like the excitement about Malik Nabers, just overall in general in the offense. Like I kind of like Tyrone Tracy, maybe a little bit more that they want to lean on him, but it's truly a hands up situation. I just know that moving off of Nabers isn't the worst idea on the planet.
You want to move off of Nabers?
I'm saying it's not the worst idea on the planet. If someone's still considering him a wide, like I don't buy, I think he's wide receiver 11 this week. No way.
It's definitely solid logic, but I don't know, man. I think I don't know how much of a step down we're getting going from Daniel Jones to Tommy DeVito. So, you know, I think Nabers is going to be okay, but I understand what you're saying. It is definitely what you're saying is definitely rooted in logic for sure. I just don't know. I think Nabers is still really good. He may be QB proof, but we're about to find out.
Some other injury stuff. Cooper Rush expected to keep going. I guess it's not quite injury, but he's going to be going this week, which is a downtick just kind of in general. The other big ones, George Kittle is good to go. And the practice window opened up for Brandon Cooks. That's actually probably more relevant to Cooper Rush. I don't think he'll be out there, though. So
No. It's just the practice window opening up. I mean, these Brandon Cooks, George Kittle, this is all. I mean, Kittle, we knew he was going to go. I picked up Trey Lance in a league where I have no quarterback. Trevor Lawrence was my quarterback. I have Mac Jones. Well, the Jaguars on a bye. My other quarterback that I had was Joe Flacco. Tried to buy Tommy DeVito, didn't get him. So I picked up Trey Lance off the wire, and I have Trey Lance in starting for me just in case Cooper Rush gets benched. That's all I can do. There's no other quarterbacks on the wire. The trade deadline is passed. I did piss poor planning in this one. So I don't know. I need Trey Lance to do something. Probably not going to work out for me, but who would you rather have out there? Like, would you rather have Trey Lance or would you rather have Joe Flacco in case Richardson is just miserable
again? Oh, Trey Lance at this point. I think I'm encouraged about what Richardson did last week. I mentioned it multiple times. It's third highest adjusted completion percentage of any quarterback this past week. You know, pass attempts are out there. Just look different, you know? So I'm encouraged about Anthony Richardson. I think he's even maybe more of a viable start this week than you would expect. Some other injury stuff, and we'll talk about these ranks. Wednesday DMPs, DeAndre Swift, Tajay Spears, Zamir White, Alexander Mattison. I think Spears has already been ruled out.
Yes.
He
has the concussion, so I don't think he's going to play.
The others, I think, are still on target. I'm kind of a fade of DeAndre Swift this week, though.
Yeah, not a good matchup here against Minnesota. Number one rush defense in the NFL, right? The Vikings. So mainly because you can pass on them, but also because the defense has been playing pretty strong. I did read that Dylan Lobby is going to be more involved in the game plan because it looks less and less likely that either one of those Raiders running backs play. So you're going to see a lot of Amir Abdullah, and maybe we'll see a long look from Dylan Lobb here. So I would love to see him get an opportunity because they gave him one opportunity against Pittsburgh. TJ Watt punched the ball out, forced a fumble, and then he never got another touch. So, you know, I understand fumbling issues, older prospect, all that stuff, but I still think he's pretty good. He had a pretty solid track record in college. So
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm excited to see him.
Couple other injury, Devontae Smith and Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley had an illness, so they did not practice. Watch the Smith. I think both will be good, but you got to monitor it. And then Jake Ferguson and Noah Fant. Ferguson with a concussion.
He ain't going to go.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it.
That one's not good, and that's the safety net. So they'll just have to throw a bunch of bad passes to CeeDee Lamb. So that's kind of what the injury window looks like. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk through some of those ranks at these positions for the week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In This League.
Break it down.
Ranks for the week. Let's start with quarterback Jalen Hurts. He kind of rules the roost, if you will. That's a proper saying, I believe, Bogman. Jalen Hurts kind of at the tippy top for everybody. I've got him. You've got him. I think ECR is there. Lamar Jackson is that top two. The really interesting ones, if you're looking at the tippy top that I want to ask you about, are Bo Nix and Justin Herbert. And you, friendo, are Justin Herbert two overall this week?
Yeah, they're playing Baltimore, who stops the run. Baltimore, they stop the run very well, and they're terrible against the pass. And Justin Herbert has been passing way better recently since he's been moving away from this ankle injury. The confidence is super high for him right now, and Ladd McConkey and him are building a rapport here. I begrudgingly admit he's making QJ look pretty good. And Will Disley is emerging. So this whole passing offense is kind of coming together right now. And it's a perfect storm against a defense that stops the run well and is terrible against the pass. So I think it all makes sense.
So I have him at three. So we're in lockstep. But let me ask you about this one. I have moved Bo Nix up to four this week because the Raiders stink. It's your mantra. And yeah, they don't have a running game. They don't have a proper running game that makes sense. So I think everything speaks to Bo Nix, them slinging the ball, like Cortland Sutton this week as well. I am aggressive on Bo Nix because also, like, Jaden Daniels has got like a decent matchup against Dallas. I'm not sure if you would look at huge advantages for like Kyler. Weirdly enough, Goff and Mahomes have like incredible matchups that could deserve to be really high, but it's like, you know, do they run the ever living crap out of the ball? Like, does this game get away from both that they don't put up big numbers? I think it feels sick putting Bo Nix above some of those guys, and maybe I'm going to second guess it, but I don't know. I'm kind of in on the Bo Nix versus
the Raiders. He's got the rushing upside too. So, I mean, I have him at six. Like, I don't want to put him ahead of Jaden Daniels because I think that is the best matchup of the week for any quarterback is Daniels versus the Cowboys. Right. So, it doesn't mean that he's going to perform the best, but it does mean that he has the best matchup. And Kyler Murray with 2 weeks to prep against Seattle. I know it's on the road at Seattle. Maybe I could flip Bo Nix ahead of him, but I'm just a believer in Kyler and what he does. And I still think the defense sucks and can be got. So I think Geno is going to pass it a bunch. I think Kyler is going to have to match it. So I kind of see that game as a shootout. So I have Bo Nix at six. I don't think I can move him up anymore.
Talk me about the Brock Purdy situation. I believe Brock Purdy is ECR 13. You do not have him as a QB one this week against the Green Bay Packers. You've got him at 13. So where's the Brock Purdy hate?
Well, really it's with the shoulder injury that he has. The fact that Christian McCaffrey can now looks like he can carry a full workload. So I think against Green Bay, you're going to be better suited running the ball a little bit more, maybe getting Jordan Mason involved as well, plus the shoulder injury. I just, at Green Bay too, I just don't like it for Brock Purdy this week.
Is there a streaming quarterback outside of the top 12 that you really are into, or you're higher than I see a lot of guys that looks relatively consensus, like you have Stroud and May next to each other. Those guys in ECR are kind of the same thing. You're right around the consensus on Richardson, but is there anybody that you see as like a better viable option that's outside the top 12 that you would suggest?
I like Drake May this week at Miami. You know, just, I think you're going to have to play point for point with Miami. I think he's growing a little bit. Plus we know the wheels are always in play for him. So I think Drake May is one of those guys for this week that I kind of feel like could have a decent week just because out of necessity. They're going to get down. They're going to have to pass the ball a lot. Ball's going to be in his hands a bunch. So I kind of like him this week, but I do have him like straight at ECR at 16.
I think Anthony Richardson might be that guy. I hate to kind of fall into it, but here's two things.
That's a trap.
It is kind of a trap, but Anthony Richardson last week looked like a better passer. Again, that adjusting completion percentage, I think it was 20 of 30. You're getting the ball to Josh Downs. I love that. It's a tougher matchup against the Lions, except you can pass against the Lions. And that makes me feel good because they're going to be from behind and they're going to be throwing the crap out of the ball. And third off, Anthony Richardson's going to do some stuff with his legs. You know, like if the game is getting, if it's taken out of Jonathan Taylor's hands and it's strictly going to be an Anthony Richardson, his rushing upside with the passing upside of what you can do with the Lions, I think he's like a pseudo QB1. If, you know, I mean, I got him at 13.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. But if we had questions about, like, if it was Stroud or Richardson, I think I would go Richardson this week. I just don't trust Stroud anymore.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And, you know, everything I said for Drake May, just, you know, put it right on to Anthony Richardson. So they're playing Detroit. They're probably going to be playing from behind. The ball's going to be in his hands a bunch. So it makes sense.
Going over to running backs, the top 12 gets very, very chalky, especially the top end. Barkley, McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, I think those feel right. You've got the second tier of like Henry, Achan, Walker. There's no big questions in here. Something I am tempted to do, I haven't quite done yet, but I'm higher than consensus. I feel like I want to label this just the David Montgomery game. And every game is kind of the David Montgomery game. I feel like this is going to just be a dominant role of him getting a lot of carries, goal line touches, probably another 2-touchdown day. I want to put him above Gibbs. Gibbs receiving upside is just, you know, phenomenal. But I'm higher than consensus on David Montgomery. And I think you're one spot higher. You've got him at 10. Any thoughts on Montgomery versus Gibbs?
No, I would say that I think Gibbs has the higher ceiling. And Montgomery definitely has the higher floor because he's more likely to score a touchdown. But this whole offense is rolling right now. Anyone on this team can score a touchdown. So that's why right now I'll have Gibbs ahead of Montgomery. I think if they were kind of struggling, I would probably have Monty higher just because he's most likely to score a touchdown. So upside definitely with Gibbs, but the floor is higher with Monty. And I don't think that's, I'm not breaking news here at all. I think everybody knows that, but I think they're both going to have pretty good games against a weak NDD. So I like them both this week.
I don't think you have the hesitation. I don't either, but I'm going to ask this like I don't know where you have him ranked. Do you think there should be any hesitation with Tyrone Tracy, with Tommy DeVito at quarterback and starting him this week?
No, they're going to give him 25 carries this week. So, I mean, I have him right now at RB 13. What's his ECR? Is it lower than
13? No, it's 13.
Or 14.
I see. 14, yeah.
Yeah, so one spot higher. I mean, I think he's going to get the ball a ton. Now, you know, they should be ready for it. It shouldn't be a surprise. Tampa Bay should be ready for it. But I think he's going to have a bunch of carries. And with that guy and the explosions that he has, I think he'll, you know, he'll have at least one explosive play in this game.
I do too. I'm very much in on Tyrone Tracy. Someone I'm not in on, and I think there's an obviousness to it, is Chuba Hubbard this week. I'm trying to bench Chuba Hubbard where I can. He's going up against Kansas City. They're like one of the worst giving up fantasy points to running backs. It's not a good team. I think they start playing from behind because they're going to get smashed out. And I don't know how well that's going to work for Chuba if he's not doing anything on the ground. And I just don't know if he can have massive volume. So I think I'm lower. I think he's 18, if I know correctly, on the ECR. I've got him a little bit lower than that. What's your take on Chuba Hubbard this week?
Yeah, I've got him at 19, and I wanted to put him lower, but then I start looking at the guys behind him, and I'm like, Swift is banged up, plus has a bad matchup. Rico, I mean, the whole Dallas offense has been bad if you're not CeeDee Lamb. J.K. Dobbins playing against Baltimore. I think they're going to pass a lot. Javonte is getting Estime mixed in. I just couldn't see anyone else to put him behind, honestly. So I kind of wanted to put him lower, but yeah, it seems, especially with all these bye weeks, it's an ugly week at running back.
Now, one I do like more than consensus, and let's get your take on this, is Bucky Irving. I've got him inside the top 20 this week. You know, the coaching staff was asked, like, hey, does he deserve more? They acknowledge that he deserves more, but they also acknowledge, like, there is a committee. So that's what makes it really difficult for him to get more. This matchup against the Giants, to me, is the Bucs are up. They're up quick. They're running the ball. They don't need to do anything crazy. I think this is a 15-plus carry game for Bucky Irving. I think he scores a touchdown. I love Bucky against the Giants. It's also just a good matchup in general. I am higher on Bucky than the consensus. What say you?
I don't think I share your enthusiasm for Bucky. I don't think I killed him or anything. I have him at 24. What's his ECR?
I think it's 23.
Irving. It is 22. 21. So, so it moved up a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I'm fine with him. I like the Giants front seven, honestly. So I think this game plays a little bit tighter than people think is, and I think it's a little lower scoring because Giants defense is pretty good. Secondary is still questionable, but that front seven is good. So, I mean, I still have him as an RB2 mainly, but that's mainly because I don't like a lot of these running backs this week.
I'm Bucky over Chuba. I'm Bucky over Chuba.
No, I can't do that.
I mean, I know you. The idea is Chuba gets volume, but you also have Jonathan Brooks back. You have them going against like the worst matchup they can possibly have in the Chiefs.
Yeah. I just think that Chuba definitely gets more hammers. You know, he gets more attempts and more touches than Bucky because there's no one really. It's Brooks, but I don't think you bring back Brooks and give him 10 touches. I think you bring in Brooks, especially as a rookie in his first NFL game against the Chiefs, give him like 7, something like that. So I think Chuba is going to get like 20 to 25 touches in this game. Bucky is like 10 to 15, probably more efficient touches against a worse defense, but I still kind of like the Giants D. So I'm Chuba ahead of Bucky.
I had this really tough debate. It was on the Extra Point show with Erickson. We do on the Fantasy Bros Discord. And it was someone asking flex Tony Pollard or DeAndre Hopkins. And on the surface all the season, you're like, oh, Tony Pollard. But Tony Pollard is averaging 9 carries over the last 2 games. He's got a rough matchup against Houston, which I hate. I know Spears is going to be out. That's good for him. And then Hopkins just got blanked pretty much, but they're going up against the Carolina Panthers. So I don't know if I feel great about it, but it was more like, I know Pollard will get more trustworthy volume, but I just think it might be kind of shut down, except if he's in the passing game, which could work well. So I'm not trying to necessarily say, like, give me the Pollard versus Hopkins, and more that's where my concern level is with Pollard in general. What say you?
Yeah, look, Pollard does not look good, and this is a good defense for Houston. But I think the fact that Tyjae Spears is out with a concussion really boosts his touches. And you look with Juju back in this mix, dude, 58% for Worthy, 56% for Watson, 47% for Hopkins, 36% for Juju. So we were getting 65, 75, 76 from Worthy, Watson, Hopkins before Juju came back. And Juju came in and just threw a wrench into all of these touches. And if the Chiefs get up a bunch, like you said, we're going to see a lot of Carson Steele and maybe some more Pacheco in the second half as well. So Hopkins just has, he has to get his work done early, I feel like, in this game. So I think I'd rather have Pollard, but you know, this it's kind of murky and ugly this week at flex because six teams on bye, it creates a lot of holes.
Well, especially running back. I mean, that's why, like, I guess if you did have Pollard and you could put him as a flex, like that feels a little bit better. The down area of running backs just don't feel super great. So let me ask you this, because I might know the answer. Who would you rather start this week, Audric Estime or Isaiah Pacheco?
I'd rather have Estime. I don't think
that I disagree with, because I think Estime is just not, the thing isn't happening. I think Pacheco is limited, but I would not be surprised if goal line comes in and they bring Pacheco in to get that touchdown off the injury. But I think both are bad options.
They are, but I'll say this, like the Broncos are playing the Raiders. So if this,
you know what? Fair point. I kind of forgot about that. They did say momentum, and Estime might just like be, you know, plowing these guys over left and right.
Yeah. So that's Ooh. Kind of why I have, are you rethinking?
I'm kind of rethinking that. I'm not a pro Pacheco guy this week.
No. I mean, look, all these guys down here suck. This is what we're talking about. Like it's, you know, maybe Trey Benson, Zamir White is hurt. How many touches is Brooks going to get? Spears ain't going to play. Jalen Wright is splitting with Mostert. Like they're all not, Cam Akers going up against a good run D in Chicago. Like, there's just not good options
here. I don't think there's a sneaky guy. Like we had many weeks where we're like, hey, what's like a sleeper guy, blah, blah, blah. I don't really think there's sneaky guys. Justice Hill, if you were desperate for flex, maybe because of what he could get out of the receiving side, is like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Semi-interesting, like outside the top 30 where questions start to come in. Do you trust Trey Benson? No. Do you trust Zamir White? Not necessarily. Roshan might be the closest to sneaky with the 10 touches he had, but Minnesota's a trash pile to go against. So it's like, you look down this list, I don't see anything that I feel great about being sneaky, and or any guy that I'm like, oh, you know, yes, these bye weeks suck, but this is a nice alternative. Like, no, not really. Like,
yeah,
not really any of these guys. So it's rough. You're going to have
right to with you, man.
Get those big dogs in. Wider, I got a tight end at flex in one spot in the league.
I'm playing Trey Lance in a league. So yeah. I win the complaint.
I got Zach Ertz as a flex this week in one of those, because also because the wide receiver depth. So let's talk about the wideouts here. I had I don't know if you know this, Boggs. I ranked 26th in the ranks last week.
Nice.
So I had, this is my two best I've had. I had a fifth and I had a 26th. And one of those reasons was I had Amon-Ra really high, and people were fading. Some people were fading Amon-Ra because they thought like Jameson Williams was going to take away from. That was something I talked with Mick Chilella, who's like number six overall in the ranks, about that. He struggled last week because of Amon-Ra. I put him up high. You and I both have him at the tippy top. The top of the wide receivers in general looks pretty solid. If I were to ask you a question, one is the Thursday night game, which I'm not going to ask you about because that's not going to help here. Are you worried at all about Puka and Cooper Kupp on that Eagles defense both thriving?
I'm just kind of worried about the passing game thriving against the Eagles. The Eagles have been playing unbelievable defense recently, and I know they're the number one graded defense on PFF as well. Like, they've been playing strong. They've got their exciting whites in the backfield with Blankenship back there. And Quinyon Mitchell is becoming a stud corner, already a lockdown this season in his rookie year. So yeah, I'm a little worried about both of them, but I don't know, man, you're not really fooling Matt Stafford. So
yeah.
He's a vet.
And also doesn't, like, you're starting those guys, so it doesn't really matter. The questions start to come in after seeing CeeDee Lamb last week. You had him at 13. I feel like that's higher than consensus. No, I guess he's at like 12, 13 because the bye weeks kind of screw it out. You feel any better about CeeDee Lamb or you feel worse about?
No, I feel better. He looked fine. You know, Cooper Rush is tough. The O-line is tough. It's hard to get a traction in the running game when the O-line is playing that bad. And, you know, the whole box is playing up because it's Cooper Rush and it's not Dak. But CeeDee Lamb is the best wide receiver in the league. And he just gets open and he is quarterback proof. So I'm not too worried about CeeDee moving forward.
In this range here, I love to see that you committed in on Juwan Jennings. Let me look here because let me see if you did it. Okay, you did the thing that I'm doing this week. Juwan Jennings over Deebo Samuel. You're in.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to. So just he's been playing better than Deebo. You know, we're doing the show on Sunday night and people were saying, throw Deebo in the trash. That's what they were saying. I'm not there, but I just think that Jennings is playing better than Deebo right now. So let's put him ahead.
You have Jennings at 17 and Deebo at 19. Do you think there's an argument that Deebo maybe isn't even a wide receiver too? And the only reason this is important here is this is the range where you now do have some decision-making. Someone out there might have gotten Nico Collins, drafted Deebo, and then also picked up Juwan Jennings and maybe had Ladd McConkey. And it's like in that scenario, there are these receivers that have better upside that you can kick Deebo out of your starting lineup. But more so, there's even some guys that you have below that it's like, hey, listen, I think I could justify Marvin Harrison over Deebo. I could justify DeAndre Hopkins with the matchup.
That's it.
I
firmly disagree with anybody past Marvin Harrison, right? Okay. Like if Devontae Smith gets a clean bill of health, he goes above most of these guys over here. So that's one. Maybe Jaden Reed, but the rest of these guys, I'm not. We just talked about the snap percentage issues in Kansas City with Hopkins, and I have him fairly high because they're playing Carolina, but I still don't like him. Ridley, maybe I can move him up a little bit, but I'm not starting him over Deebo. I'm not starting Josh Downs with Richardson against Detroit ahead of him. DJ Moore has been bad. Look, are some of these guys going to outperform Deebo? Probably, but I mean, if you can tell me the three that are going to do it, then I would be very impressed. So I just think we're going to see carry, especially with this shoulder hurting for Purdy. We're going to see probably a couple more carries from Deebo as well. So
that's been massively ineffective, but yeah,
it has been. But, you know, who knows? At least it's the touches that we want, right? Like if he's getting them, then he's got a chance to break them. So I still like Deebo ahead of some of these other guys, but it's not, you know, I'm not saying it with confidence. I'm just saying that I can't rank these guys ahead of him. That's
an interesting thing to think about too. Grant Cohen just kind of stinks. He's just this Niner, like very like me, give me attention reporter. But he did report that Purdy took himself out of practice today. On Thursday, as we're recording this, which isn't a great sign. You wonder if he's not doing great with the shoulder and they're babying a little bit and you get to games, maybe they don't want to go deep balls. And maybe it's going to be short-lived stuff to McCaffrey, Kittle, and Deebo. Deebo is the guy that they're going to play in short, get us yards after. So there could be a potential uptick for Deebo, but I'm going to have him lower than consensus right now. I currently have him at 20. I might have him even a little bit lower.
Is it Dobbs? Who's the backup?
I'm trying to
come Brandon through. Allen.
Brandon Allen. Yeah, the great Brandon Allen.
So. Brandon Allen, the great.
Yeah, I think it won't be him. We don't have to worry about that. This wide receiver three territory. You've got Downs at 27, Jameson at 25, Waddle at 30, Cedric Tillman at 33. Give me a couple of your favorite names in there. I hate to say it. Waddle's one of mine. I think Tyreek Hill's going to get the Gonzalez man coverage. You can pass against the Patriots, and I think Waddle's going to get back involved. I like Waddle, and I do kind of like Josh Downs again against Detroit, like I mentioned with Anthony Richardson. Are there a couple favorites in there for you?
I mean, God, I can't believe I'm about
to say this. I know you're going to do it. I'm so excited you're about to say this. I know exactly what's going to come out of your mouth. There he is. Yep.
Yeah, and it's because the secondary has played so terribly for Baltimore recently. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are doing.
I asked Erickson, I was like, could you see yourself starting Richardson over Goff? Because if you're worried that, you know, the running game for the Lions is going to go off, and it's like, and he was a great point. He's like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, yeah, you're right. 50 points. Like, they can go off and they can still have, like, he had 4 touchdowns and the running backs could still have multiple. So no, Goff is the answer there, for sure. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Goff. All right. So I don't know what this is going to be. This is a parody song by Rob Didden. It feels very cowboyish. I know he says it's going to be for his cowboy people. I don't know. So here we go. Rob's talented dude. Let's hear it. Rob Didden with Mamas.
The cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're not very good. They don't fire stupid McCarthy, even though that they should. The O-line is useless, the defense is toothless, and now Dak is done for the year.
Bogman, pass me a sarsaparilla.
Jerry Jones is the reason we're done for the season. But hey, we're all in. Did you hear? Mamas, don't let your babies root for the Cowboys. Let them pick any team from the north, south, or west. Just try to keep them away from this mess. Mamas, don't let your babies root for the Cowboys. It's the same stupid crap and the fans get the shaft. At least we can look towards a draft. Everybody! Mamas, don't let your babies root for the Cowboys. It's the same stupid crap and the fans get the shaft. At least we can look towards the draft.
Oh, Rob. I got it.
Wow.
Phenomenal. I feel so bad. We're on such a time crunch. We literally have minutes to go. It's all my fault here. That song was so good, Rob. You should do more.
Unbelievable. And
Mama, don't let your babies root for the Cowboys is going to be in my head all week long.
All day.
Jack Boyce is going to be very proud of you. Let's finish it off here. We got the great Jack Boyce, who's going to be our finale here. This one, I think you're going to like it, maybe. A love letter to Chris Boswell.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz.
Enigmatic melodies of Matchbox 20.
No way. Searching waves, is there a risk worth taking? Indoors, no shadows, a big leg standing tall. All right, I'm weighing choices, please just guide me, cause special teams make me lose sleep. Fuckers on IR, even Koo and Tucker are good for nothing, they say. Hold on, but I'm reeling and I'm headed for a nervous breakdown until I picked up this guy. Your team needs me, I can tell. 6 field goals is what you'll get from me, and you'll taste victory. I'm a kicker and my name is Boswell. Your team needs me, I can tell. 6 field goals is what you'll get from me, and you'll taste victory. Captain Jack.
Biggest drop mic ass moment we've had on this podcast. We got nothing else. We got nothing else for you.
Boswell, a song for Boswell. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. Best kicker in the league.
Rob Didden and Jack Boyce with the best back-to-back bangers we've ever had. We love you. Good luck. Find us on the place. We are out. Bogman the Welsh is in this league.
See you.